Perfidious under fire. We like to imagine our doughty news anchors in military helicopters taking fire over foreign battlefields, our secretaries of veterans affairs all butched up in black ops and special forces. Our former presidents are the sort who tell the truth about cherry trees or semen stains, who single-handedly take San Juan Hill. Our parents, paragons of honesty, laid out for us precisely what would happen when a man and a woman came to love each other very much. Our lives are 75 years of finding out the lies and the liars, though we know the truth in a fraction of that, spinning new anchor threads whenever a fat crow flies through the old one. Mary Oliver catches me as I plummet from the misanthropy of Robert Frost, but only if I avoid listening to her read Wild Geese on the radio. Is that her voice? I don't want to know if Elizabeth Warren has offshore accounts, or if C.S. Lewis yelled at the man who cleaned his shirts. In my world, quinoa is the superfood that will end hunger. A unified field theory will soon be explainable by PowerPoint and cardboard diorama. Shakespeare not only wrote all his own plays, but did so while taking shrapnel in the Falklands.